Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, Ready to Love, Season 9, Fort Worth, Texas recap. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
Would you like to say something now, sir?
It's nice weather we're having.
Nope, that's not what I want you to say. All that trash you talk. Yeah. I want to hear it now.
Okay, so...
Yes, Pink Butterfly, we know the 49ers won. It's okay. Go ahead. I want to hear Terrell say it, though.
Can I?
Yeah, you know what? Okay. Yes. Yes, you may.
All right, hey, good game. 49ers won. I lost my betting on the Lions. Started out hopeful, but notice I didn't talk trash. When they were up 20, I'm like, nope, wait, because you just never know. And lo and behold, y'all figured out how to stop the run in the second half and just shut everything they had down. So, good job. You're going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Got a little testy there for a second, but you know. And channel. Thanks to the Lions for a good season. No participation trophies allowed. And tell those Super Bowl Lions shirts that you said you were going to get me, you can go pick them up in that little country in Africa. They
always say. I told you, I was re-listening to the podcast today, and I heard that. I'm like, well, that didn't age well, did it?
Not at all. And if you haven't seen, and here's the thing, too, because Jemele Hill, remember her, used to be on ESPN?
Yeah.
So she's a Niners fan. She's from Detroit. Her husband is a Lions fan. He is from Detroit as well, too. And so they had a little war going on. He was trying to throw out her 49ers gear, all this stuff, and then she had him read a prepared statement. Hilarious. Check it out after this.
Okay.
Don't worry, James. We got them this time. It's all good.
Huh. I don't know who to root for because I don't want the Niners to win, so I want to hear your mouth, but I don't want the Chiefs to win either. So...
Okay, how much do you like Taylor Swift?
I'm not a Swiftie, not a Taylor
then
fan.
Then you know who you're cheering for. You're cheering for the Niners. Let's go. No, really simple. All right, look, man. Episode 3. Ariadne said, "Hey, all, I forgot y'all hadn't reviewed this yet." Yeah, you know, we were a little backed up on time this week, so and. Next week, we're going to be running into this week. We'll be back on schedule, right? We're back on schedule. Thursday, recap, Married at First Sight. Then Friday, Ready to Love. We're still good? Okay.
Yes, still good for that.
So, as we're good there, but then next week, we'll have to push back a little bit again, too. Just because a lot of things happening, we'll fill you guys in as we get another journal on the way. But right now, Season 9, Episode 3, finally... All the singles are going to meet, right? And we get to the brunch and, wait a minute, where are all the people from episode 1?
Well, you know, Tommy likes to do the, add the drama and all that type of stuff. And so I was looking forward to this to have everybody there because for us content creators, it's easier once everybody's in one spot. Now you can start seeing the matchups and you can take your notes that way. It's really hard to take notes when they have all 20 people at a mixer and you're trying to figure it all out. You're all over the place. So I was excited about this one. Guys have the power to eliminate because it looks like the guys are plus one or so compared to the ladies. And Tommy, I love this line from Tommy, mix, mingle, try not to come up single.
Basically it's flirt, put you in the dirt. Cause that's what it is. Really. I mean, this thing is never about finding couples. We talked about this before. The one thing about this show is the way it's set up in this initial part is great. But when they start getting to know each other and liking somebody, and we'll get to that a little later in the guy's deliberation, it becomes an issue, right? Somebody likes somebody, you don't like them, let's get rid of them. But like you said, Tommy comes
sometimes, up. Sometimes you get rid of somebody that everybody hates. So
yeah, then there's that. That's when it all works out well.
Yeah.
But like I said, Tommy explains why. Okay, he was supposed to meet 9. Here's why there's not 9, because Glenn was too scared to come on. He never even showed up. But guys have it. It makes sense because there's still more women than men, right? So therefore, we get to the mingling. And first thing you notice is Lamar meeting April and trying to sneak a kiss on the cheek.
Dude doesn't understand boundaries, man. That's Lamar's coming off a little rapey. And I know that's a harsh thing to say about somebody. But, dude, he is out there. And just watching some of this, it makes me think,
just call him Pepe Le Pew?
Yeah, just watching a lot of this, and my thought of watching this episode, I'm like, is this what ladies have to go through when they're out and about, and the way the dudes try to come at them? It's just mind blown. But Lamar has some issues. Then you got Alonzo fumbling around Patrice with a chair. She's so cute, he just can't even contain himself.
yeah, that was funny with him all. That was a little much right there. He just tried to go sit down and can't even get it right. And she just giggled. Patrice had another great episode. She really did. But what'd you think about Chaz pouring it on with your girl, Leyland?
Well, you know, I was a little jelly, but, you know, I let it go because I'm not on the show. But I thought their conversation was good because Leyland remembered a lot of their convo from before. And I really believe if a person likes you, they're going to remember some things y'all have talked about. It's not just, ooh, there's this one guy that's cute or this one girl that's beautiful. You remember details about them. And so the fact that Leyland remembered those things, I thought that was a good thumbs up for Chaz that he has a good shot.
Now, JMF says Lamar has no impulse control. Layla says agreed. Lamar tried to be a sneaky perv and failed miserably. But I will say this, and this is where you may agree with me when it comes down to Lamar finally doing something that we can all agree on, right? Because Mika's catching the eyes of all the guys, and he's sitting down with her, and she tells him, you know, she has kids. Oh, you got kids? Like, yeah. Do you want some more? No. And he's like, all right, well, you know, good luck.
Which, that's the only positive thing Lamar did today. You know, or Friday's episode. That's the only positive thing. But here's the sad thing about Lamar. And ladies, this is something for y'all. Men are creatures of habit. We don't try new shit. So we don't try to think about, I'm going to say this if I meet somebody. Lamar is doing the things he's always done. And in some cases, it's worked. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, there are people who have been like, oh, he's so silly. No, he's perv. And he's creepy.
And he's hiding absolutely none of it, and he can't control himself, as we'll see a little bit later, too. But, you know, Maya and William, these two having a great conversation, right? You know, you're like, okay, what's going on? And then we find out a lot more about William than we ever found out before.
Yeah. So I thought they had a good conversation. I think, to me, William came across more comfortable just, you know, from on TV. To me, he just seemed more comfortable than the first mixer, which I think is probably be expected. He opens up to Maya about being adopted and that his kids were his first biological family that he knew. I think he said his grandma, his biological grandmother, is still alive. And she's telling him, you got 3 boys, you need to have a girl. Why do we do this? And when I say we, I'm not talking about black people. I'm just saying people in general. Just because you have 3 boys, it's like now you got to get a girl. Now you got to get a girl to make a matching set. It's like, why does he have to have a girl? What if he's good with the 3 boys and let him be done with it? Why put that pressure on him to have another baby? And you don't know if the dude can afford it or not. But it's just, I just find that weird. We're like, oh, you have 2 boys? You should have another one. You should have a girl.
Oh, just even, people are very intrusive when it comes to that. Well, you need to have a kid. Oh, it's time for you to have another one. Wait, are you offering your babysitting services? Are you offering a stipend a month to help out with these expensive kids? What are you offering besides your advice that you need to have this? So yeah, you're right. I am no fan of people constantly saying that stuff, right?
And who's to guarantee you're going to have a girl? Is there a particular position that means girl that you got to do? You got to have pink sheets, you know, having sex? Like, how do you know you're going to have another girl? He could just spit out another boy. Then what?
Yeah. You know, a lot of people are talking about, you know, I forgot about these. I got them here. I know the first episode I didn't have them this time. A lot of people are talking about your guy here, Lamar, right? And how creepy he is. And the perv that he is. But you know who else came off as really creepy this episode too? He was sitting there talking to Vanessa. And I'm talking about Will. And the way he tried to devour her with his eyes and the stuff he would say just came off creepy to me. Am I wrong?
Weak game. What are you looking at me like that for? Those eyes. Like, what are you looking at? You're looking at me like I'm a snack. Like, what are you looking at? That was dumb. But again, Will has probably done that, and it's worked somewhere before. But I thought that was lame. But going back to William, when he told Maya that he's looking for his rib, he goes, I want to find my rib. I was like, wait a minute, you've been married twice. So you've already had at least two ribs. Maybe it's time for a different cut of meat. Try the brisket. Try pulled pork. Something else, because the rib thing maybe for you is not working if you've already been down the aisle twice.
He is trying it. That's why he's on Ready to Love. Plain and simple. He's trying something different. Give him his credit in that one.
Yeah, now, the whole buffet of ribs all around him.
They start to break off and get into these different groups, right? And we see this wonderful combination, Mika, right? And then it's April and your guy, Jonathan. And man, when they double teamed him, they put Jonathan on the ropes and he had no idea how to even respond in this situation.
So this annoyed me because they're grilling him on his past relationship. And then I get trying to ask a little bit, trying to understand, you know, when's your last relationship, all that. That makes sense. But then I ask him, you know, have you been spinning the block? Hey, it's none of your business. If he has, why did you ask that? And if a guy did that in the first meeting with somebody, oh, so when's your last relationship? 2 years ago? Oh, do you still spin the block?
Okay.
To me, it's just not an appropriate question.
Hold on. You can't say it's an inappropriate question when this is an expedited process, right? So you have to ask these questions. Why? Because you need to know, is this man still creeping back to the baby mama house? Plain and simple, right? And it is important because if you decide to go lay up with this man, then what happens?
Well, I get your point, but I disagree with you still, of course, right? We wouldn't be doing this podcast if I didn't, but disagree with you, of course, because if they broke up in 2018. So let's say he did spin the block a few months in 2018. What's that have to do with 2023? Mm-hmm. What's that have to do with right now? Like, why are you even asking? But like, I would never ask somebody, when'd y'all break up? Oh, 2 years ago? You still sleeping with him? On the cool, you spin the block? I would never ask somebody that.
Okay, well, Ariadne says, well, the reason why they may have asked is because if he already has spun the block, there could be a high chance he does it again. And he already said
many of us have spun the block. Doesn't mean that we want to like date the person again. It just means, hey, I'm single, you're single. I got a need. I don't want to increase body count. So you spin the block. I get that part. But I still think it's an appropriate question.
Toya says it's important to know because if the baby mama still has feelings, it will cause problems. Here's the thing too. I think the reason they were grilling him that hard, I don't think they thought he was telling the truth. And you know, when a woman doesn't think you're telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, she's going to ask that same question 52 ways and then come back with another 25.
I think they asked that question because they probably have, maybe they've experienced a bad situation. We know April has. Maybe they experienced them in their past and they haven't let it go. They haven't dealt with it. So now everybody they meet, they're bringing up all their old stuff in front of this other person, which is not going to make the guy like you more. Like, it's not going to be like, wow, they really asked me some really good questions.
Right.
I want to get to know these ladies. No, you don't. You want to run.
Well, which he did. I mean, he used.
Yeah.
I got to go use the restroom. I'll be back. We all know he wasn't coming back.
And the first thing Mika says, baby mama drama. It's like, come on now.
Didn't you it don't sound know like that. It?
No, it didn't.
Oh, okay.
At least from what we saw, because we know editing, so you always got to have that variable. But from what we saw, no. Okay. But again, flip it around. If I assumed every woman that I met that had kids has baby daddy drama, or maybe probably they spin the block, that's just, to me, it's just not appropriate.
Next couple up, because I see some of these comments that are jumping a little bit ahead, so I'm going to wait. We'll come back to some of those. But April, front and center again, this time with your guy, Lamar. And this was interesting because she's, again, ready to investigate. She's starting the interrogation, and here we go again. Lamar's just not ready for it, though. He's not even using the bathroom break. He's just like, nah, hold up. Why?
Yeah, why is this important? It's not, because it's almost like there's a difference of getting to know someone and interrogating someone. And April did everything. It was like watching an episode of Law & Order SVU, just have them in the room, shine a light on, when's your last relationship? Did you sleep with her? Have you slept with her since? She's just, whatever's going on in April's world, it makes her come across this way. But to me, this is why she's single. Because what guy wants to put up with that?
Hey, C-Perk says April, a.k.a. Matlock.
Yeah.
And Kendra. So Kendra's what she says, can't take April. I like Lamar checking her. I mean, the question is, are these really intrusive questions if you want to try to weed through the BS? That's my thing.
It's all about how you ask. She comes across like Nancy Grace, like she's trying to solve a crime. Yeah. And that's what makes her questions bad. It's one thing to ask someone about your past relationship. Did y'all end amicably? Y'all still cool? If they're like, no, I hate her. And whatever, got a restraining order out. Okay, yeah, that's some baby mama drama or some ex drama you don't want to deal with. But it's like, hey, no, it ended well. We're still friends. We're raising a kid together. If that was the case in Jonathan's case, great. But the way April comes across is rude. And I think Lamar was right that she's trying to muscle someone. And I love the fact Lamar had to be dismissed. Oh, you don't diss me? He goes, I already did.
that was the last word challenge that was happening. It was crazy.
Yeah.
High Vibe agrees with you, says Lamar was right to check her, but he's not a catch either. And no. Dorica was like, hey, April said, this is the rapid fire questions portion of the interview.
Right. Right. Yeah. She was pretty intense. And I agree. Lamar is no catch. I doubt, I predict Lamar will be voted off the island next week when the ladies have the power, because I don't see him doing any good for himself on this show. But, you know, F boys, that's what they do.
It's like politics. Wait till we have the house again. We'll stop any bill from coming through.
I don't see it's going to make it too much longer.
So next we get the double date, right? With Kashia, Alexis, your man Jonathan, he's back in there, and one of your favorite guys, because you saw this episode before me and you're like, this guy, Alonzo. They go bowling, right? And the first thing we notice, because Alonzo's there, he's trying to get with Alexis almost immediately. Actually, he's trying to get with everybody almost immediately. The only person he didn't try to get with was Jonathan.
Well, I mean, Alonzo's the other F boy out of the group that I talked about. So I thought it was a great double date. Play some games, get a chance to interact, get to know each other. They decide to play bowling or go bowling. And Alexis, the lovely Alexis, what I'll start calling her from now on. You'll be able to tell the two that I like. The lovely Alexis says we should put a wager on it because she's competitive. And so I thought that was fun. I was like, y'all can do better than a chicken dance, but whatever. But so they're bowling. And what annoyed me in this one was Koshia. I don't know if she got a spare or something, but she was like, yeah, give me some, trying to high five Alonzo. And then when he wouldn't, she like pushed his face or whatever it was. Smush. And the moment I saw that, I was just like, I'd be so annoyed. Like, can't, I can know you really well. Don't push me in the face. Don't mush me in the face.
And it's not even like she playfully did it. I mean, I know he may have exaggerated a little bit, but that wasn't even an NBA flop, right? Mm-mm. She put something behind it. And yeah, it really was. Just like IEL says, Koshia was wrong for the forehead smush. Forehead smushing is never cool. Yeah, no. You ever know that man like that?
Even if you do know me like that, don't you do that to me. No.
What do you think of the women's competitive side, though? Because Alexis is competitive. She's the one that came up with the challenge. And as you saw from the smush, Kashia's pretty competitive, too. The guys were just like, I guess we got to do the stupid dance.
Well, I like the fact they're competitive. I think it's great. I like competitive people. And I think for the guys, if you're trying to date someone, you don't want to try to dominate them in the game, because mm-hmm. that's not going to make them really want to connect with you. Wow, he really kicked my ass. He's cute. You know, you probably don't want to like do that. And I'm not saying they flopped, but I'm saying I think the guys were just, let's enjoy the moment and have some fun with it. And I think Alexis that way, because she, on the other hand, a little bit different.
So if you were out, would you not try to win the game? Or are you going, oh, I'll let her win?
Oh, hell no. I would try to win every time. Even if both of them didn't have arms. Even if they didn't have arms, I'm still going to try to dominate you and be like, oh, well, you should have practiced. Use your legs. Something. But, yeah, I'm going to always try to win. I'm not going to just let you win.
I knew you would. I know you.
No.
So, Kashia and Jonathan, they're sitting down, and this conversation was struggle bus.
So, here's what's funny about Kashia. Remember, Jonathan said when he got first introduced, mm-hmm. yeah, it's great to see these ladies, but I want to hear him talk, right? Because people can be beautiful until you hear him talk. And I could not agree more with Jonathan on that, because I've come across some people who are gorgeous. And then you start talking to him and you're like, ooh, this is terrible. So he asked Kashia, what's your love language? Oh, well, definitely quality time. Well, why is that? Crickets. Yep, crickets. Yeah. I wouldn't even read that off the screen. Right? We just say, C-perk, we hear. C-perk, we hear. We think alike. But crickets. Yeah. I'm like, you have nothing. No, if it's definitely quality time, you would think you would have something to add to that. And she was asking him about his work schedule, and he's like, yeah, I work at least 6 days a week. And I'm like, well, what are you expecting, Kashia? Now, keep in mind, she's a realtor, and realtors, they work a lot. My mom's been a realtor forever, so I have a lot of respect for realtors, but it's not an 8-to-5. They can work all kind of crazy hours, but there's flexibility to have some quality time to have lunch during the day if you can, if you don't have a client, whatever. Where in his world, maybe he can't do that, but I don't blame him at all for not being interested. And I like the fact that he decides quickly. He's not going to lead anybody on. He's not interested. He shuts it down.
Now, Aiel says, Jonathan hasn't shown great conversation skills either. So let's not forget that, okay? But
I need an example of that, because I feel like he has.
Oh, my God. Not you pulling a Kashia.
Yeah.
Jesus, I need an example.
I mean, Aiel, do you know Kashia? Is that one of your friends? I just want to check, because I'm like, Jonathan's been pretty good on the communication game so far.
Has he? Well, he's
been decent.
He sat down with your girl, Alexis. And
the lovely Alexis. But go ahead.
My bad. The lovely Alexis, who asked him about your thoughts on living together before marriage.
Great question. I think that's a great question. I think it's a valid dating question that she asked. And he would say, yeah, he's totally for that. And then I don't know how she got into, well, do you like feet? And he's like, yeah, I'm a feet guy. Oh, do you suck toes? I'm like, wow, this is what we do. And even Jonathan was like, are we really want to go there? And she's like, well, yeah. And so to me, that was her being the aggressor, asking about the sucking toes conversation compared to Alonzo, right?
She kicked it off because all he did was compliment her shoes. And she's like, yeah, I got beautiful toes. And when he said he sucks toes, she's like, I'll go wash them right now.
I don't know about that. I still got to get to know you a bit. If I just meet you for the first time, you could soak your toes in holy water. I'm not about to put them in my mouth. I need to know you for a good while before that happens.
Yo, see, Nikki B saw the same thing I did. Alexis is a weirdo too, because how does complimenting your shoes go to sucking toes? Because she took that and ran with it. I like your shoes. Yes, I got beautiful toes too. You like toes?
Yeah. I wonder what happens if he compliments her skirt.
You won't believe what's beautiful underneath this. Steve Burke says, don't threaten me with a good time. And Kendra was like, yeah, wow, already? Yeah, she started it. She did. You see, here's the thing about this. Because we're having a cool laugh about it, right? But when Lamar does it, okay, never mind. Because Lamar does it, he's still a perv. Never mind.
It's creepy.
Lamar tried, brother. I tried.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, creepy. Man. Yeah, that was bad. Well, then you get the other part of this conversation, Koshia and your boy Alonzo, right? And when it comes down to communication, that's what the conversation comes to. Let's get to communication. He says it's about the intent, not the approach. Like, what if we had, like, suppose we had a pregnancy scare. She was like, hold up. It's not going to happen.
I fell out laughing when she said, it's more about comprehension. I'm like, okay, do tell. Because I don't think that you're going to comprehend a whole lot of what's going on right now. But it's whatever. Do tell. Mm-hmm. And so Alonzo was the whole pregnancy scare thing, which this is dumb that Alonzo does this. I like to ask people just, you know, some off the wall stuff just to get them out of their comfort zone. That's just stupid. That's what you do when you're like frat parties in college, 21 or something like that. You're a grown man. Don't ask somebody that. That's just dumb. But then Koshia said, what does she say when she gets quiet or something like that? She's like, if you piss me off. I'm like, yeah, that's what every guy wants to hear. Well, she let me get to know more about you and when you're pissed off. What that state is like. Yeah, I'm really interested now. False.
She wasn't feeling him. Seaberg says he was just trolling. But, I mean, at the same time, you know, there's a way to do that. And, yeah, he came off as an ass and she showed him her ass. And just was like, all right, well, yeah, if you piss me off. Yeah, they weren't feeling each other. The energy wasn't connecting. We knew this wasn't going anywhere. And so that's why she's just like, whatever, man.
Yeah, still. I just see that as a problem. I get why Alonzo probably...
You just don't like her. You don't like her.
I'm not a big fan. No, I'm not. I've been honest about that, at least. You know, but still, I think she's a bit of a problem, too.
Next group date was Vanessa, Patrice and her tattoos, which you love so much. Your boy, Lamar. And Mr. William. Now, they're going to this paint party, and to probably something that you didn't like too much, Lamar was really feeling Patrice.
I'm just not a fan of Lamar because I just think he's creepy and shouldn't be on the show. But Patrice, here's the thing about Patrice. I said it last week that I think Patrice is gorgeous, but here's what I really like about Patrice after watching her again this episode. Her personality is so great. Yes. That you feel like you can go with Patrice anywhere. You can go to something really fancy, bougie. You can go to some hood. You can go anywhere in the middle. She is going to interact and talk to people, but she just seems so pleasant to be around. That's what I like about Patrice. And I think that's why all the guys like her. I mean, yes, she's gorgeous. But a lot of the women are gorgeous. But Patrice's energy and personality, man, personality can take turn a 7 into a 9.
You know, the thing about Patrice is, she works in customer service, and you can tell because even as Lamar's asking about her core values and she's giving hers on a higher plane and he takes it back down to the gutter, the way she handled that, she's good. She is good.
Like, she is good.
Patrice handled Lamar very well.
She's good, but I'm also thankful that there was camera crews and whatever else there because Lamar was like, you know, I feel like I got to touch you. That's creepy. The way he said, I got to touch you. That's just creepy. And want to make her the canvas. And then he loves the fact that she says she's looking for a God-fearing man and all that stuff. And I'm like, okay, Lamar, if you are a God-fearing man that you think she's looking for, what singles ministry do you go to where y'all get in the church van and go to the nude beach and all that stuff and just let everybody touch each other? Because that ain't the church I grew up in. But maybe it's some new thing that I don't know about.
Well, the church he goes to, when they open the song book, the first song is Swing Low.
I think the church I think the church he goes to is in Memphis. There used to be a strip club called the Purple Church. I think that's the church that he goes to. Because it was a strip club that was a church that converted into a strip club. It was pretty creepy. Yeah. I never went to it because of that. I'm like, I'm not religious, but I'm not even going to go that far. But I think that's Lamar's style. But he was just a hot mess over the deal. I thought the whole date idea, though, was really cool. I mean, I think that's something that any of us could easily do. So I like the whole date idea. I was more focused on Will and Vanessa than I was Lamar and Patrice because I knew Patrice wouldn't be interested.
Yeah, so, I mean, William and Vanessa, they're bonding over their basketball team of kids that they have, you know, 3-2, and they're like, hey, we're ready to go. We take down the next family, right? Then Vanessa brings out the fact that she wants a man who fears God, and we get into this nice conversation. They're getting to know each other, and of course, in comes your boy.
R. Kelly. Oh, well, actually, Puffy. In comes Puffy with his creepy stuff.
So, let's be honest. When he comes and takes Vanessa away from William, right? And when she asked him, I know you're honest. I know that you are straightforward. What do I need to do to not be voted off? I held my breath because I knew he was about to say something extremely inappropriate. Did you do the same?
I don't hold my breath with Lamar. I'm just like, go ahead and say it. You got another week. You're going to get voted out. But go ahead and say what you got to say.
So what did you think of what he tried to do to get her to loosen up? He's like, okay, well, just yell.
That gave me Coming to America, Bark Like a Dog vibes. I was like, why would you tell somebody that? Mm-hmm. Just yell. Why would she yell? That's just dumb. Here's why I think it's dumb. Mm-hmm. What intelligent woman... Right. Is going to just let some dude she doesn't know.
Yeah.
Who just tells her randomly scream in this place because I'm just curious to see if you'll do it. To me, that's wrong.
She even asked, is that spontaneous? Is this a spontaneity check? Is that what this is? And then he's like, well, just say, yeah. And she's like, yeah.
No, I'm glad she didn't do it because I'm like, no, hold your own, girl. You don't have to do what this dude's telling you to do. That's ridiculous. Yeah. But I just think the dude is just... he's an F boy. I mean, that's just what he is. And there's nothing wrong being F boys. Know your place. It's not Ready to Love. you're good. Maybe his subscribers will go up on his social media platforms and he gets something out of this. But I'm just like, come on, dude. We can do better than that. And yeah. I do mean we as in black men. We can do better than that. That's true.
Oh, this time that's what you mean.
This time I'm talking to us. Brothers, we can do better than that. That's ridiculous.
What'd you think about Patrice and William and their little sit down that they had? You know, if Patrice was like, yeah, I want to peel William like a banana.
She likes him. Yeah. Patrice is feeling William. Mm-hmm. And I do think they have some good things in common. I mean, William is so different than a lot of the group that I'm quietly rooting for him. Yeah. I want to see if he's able to get something out of this. I'm really rooting for Patrice. I just hope she doesn't pick one of these turds. You know, I hope she gets a good dude.
I'm about to say, now the truth comes out.
No, I just hope she doesn't get one of these turds. I'm like, girl, you can do so much better than this. Please. But yeah, I thought their interaction was good. And to me, William seems like a gentleman. Like, treat these women with some type of respect. Like, I would expect some of these questions that these guys are asking if this was like real world where they're like early 20s, young and stupid. These are adults. Been around the block for a bit. They shouldn't be saying some of this dumb stuff.
Danny M says, I'm rooting for hips too. Y'all are so wrong, man.
You let hips alone. He's trying to live his life.
Hey,
he's chasing the dream.
While you and Danny are rooting for him, Melissa's like, William looks like a cornball. He's creepy. Damn.
Yeah. No.
And Nikki B says, William's eyes look like that character from Family Guy. He seems nice, though.
He does seem like a nice guy. And I feel like William showed up way better this episode than he did in, he was the second episode, right? Yeah, he was, episode two. He showed up much better in this one. So I'm rooting for him. I hope he does really well, but we shall see.
Now, TM10 says, William seems like a good guy. Three kids is a lot to take on and costly, too.
It's a lot, but I mean, I don't want to assume anybody's financial situation. Right. You know, I agree with you. Trying to take on other people's children and all that, that can be a lot. But if you have a financial situation where you can do it, great. I do have to understand what my line brother here is talking about. This is my LB, Charles. Oh. Why are y'all talking about my friend? Hey, frat, who's your friend? Which one are we talking about?
You know, anytime any of these alphas come in the chat, it's always some nonsense, just like that.
nonsense. Okay. It's all right. You can hate us because you ain't us. That's fine.
Okay with that. Not the reason. Definitely not the reason. You know, the thing about William, though, and
that everybody wants to be first.
I'm going to leave that alone. The interesting thing about William, though, and you have women say he's a cornball, he's this, he's that. The one thing you can't say is that he just was having baby mamas. He's got three kids. He's got two ex-wives. He's the relationship guy, isn't he?
I don't really know how to answer that because I'm conflicted because I see your point, mm-hmm. but also think just because if you met a woman who's been divorced four times, you can't say the positive quality about her is that she's a relationship woman. She's been divorced four times. Maybe her picker is bad. And maybe William had two bad picks. Well, maybe he's on the show. Hopefully he finds the right one. But I'm rooting for William. Charles, I see you. He went to your church. I want to see the guy do well. I mean, he seems more respectful to these mm-hmm. ladies than a lot of these other dudes. But I'm wondering if, because a lot of women like the bad boy and they mm-hmm. like the people with swag and all that BS, that maybe he's going to fall short.
So I just want to show some of the women in here saying, still no two ex-wives, three kids. Nope. I don't want to be someone's third wife. And a lot of these men have ex-wives and kids, right? And Charles, we're talking about him because he's on the reality TV show.
Okay, but to the other ladies commenting, okay, you don't want to be someone's ex-wife. And all these guys with kids and whatever else, guys can say the same. There are so many women that have children, have been divorced a couple times, but then will judge us for not wanting to date them mm-hmm. because of their past. I don't think that's fair. You never know. You could meet a guy that coincidentally you could be the third wife. Mm-hmm. But as, you know, Sinan's fan says, third time could be a charm. You know, but you never know. But I don't think any of us would want someone to judge us based on our past failed marriages and, you know, multiple kids by maybe one or multiple baby daddies. I don't think people right. want to be judged by that.
No, not at all. Nobody. People don't like to be judged. Let's be honest, man. Hey, Charles, appreciate you, my man. Now, next up, by the way, before we move on, please, you're here. Do us a favor. Hit that like button. And if you're not subscribed, please subscribe and hit the bell for notifications so you know when we are back on. Next up, Patrice, and this date was awkward as hell, LaRon. They go to eat. Patrice orders the turkey necks. LaRon orders the catfish and immediately forgets he has Patrice in front of him.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Back in your single days, would you be turned off if somebody ordered turkey necks?
But I also wouldn't be ordering the catfish either. But
well, you wouldn't. But here's my thought. I have no issue with the turkey necks. It's how you eat them.
Okay.
Because I remember I was years ago, decades ago, mm-hmm. was on a date and we went to a sports bar and got wings. And just watching the way this girl ate wings, I was so turned off. I'm like, you're disgusting. I just can't. It was the way she did it.
Oh, I thought
it was just gross. No, it was just the way she, it was just gross. And then, like, you know, the chew with the mouth open thing and just, and then trying to talk with like wing stuff hanging out of it. That was gross. So I'm thinking about turkey necks. That's not something that, it's not like a first date meal, but I was just curious if that was a bad thing.
Seat Park says turkey necks to me is like ordering chitlins. And then, a pink butterfly said she was catfished. Literally.
Well, here's what I thought about their whole date. LaRon's not interested. Because if all you can keep talking about is how good the food is, you're not interested in the girl.
At all.
If I'm on a bad date, but the steak is good, I'm like, this steak is delicious. Oh, my God. All I'm going to keep talking about, I'm not interested in you. And I think LaRon is just not interested in Patrice for whatever reason.
Now, Pink Butterfly says there's some things you don't eat on a date. And I mean, yeah, I'm sure. Especially if it's going to get, but sometimes it's about are you going to get messy or not? So,
well, I think on the first day, it depends. But I will tell you, I would go on a first date to a crawfish boil or a restaurant that had good crawfish, not that BS that you see where they're like, what flavor you want? I'm out. But a real, true, good crawfish boil? I see nothing wrong going on a date with somebody in a crawfish boil. But turkey necks, wings, depends on how you eat them, will tell me if we can work out or not. Crawfish is supposed to be gross and nasty. I expect you to have juice slop, you know, down your arms and whatever else, and you're sucking the head on the craw. I expect all that. So that's not an issue for me.
Toya says that food was not good for a first date. And Nikki B said, first dates should be fork foods only. And I would say yes, but hey, my first date with my wife, we both ordered the lamb chops. And in Detroit, the lamb chops are like chicken wings in Detroit.
Right? Yeah, so, I agree. Because my first date with my girlfriend, we went to Papa Do's. Mm-hmm. And so it was good food and all that, but it wasn't anything that you're going to like eat with your hands and get really gross. So that makes sense.
Yeah. I didn't think the food was bad. I thought the way he handled it was crazy, though. I mean, the fact that he was just, and then he's not ready to give up his party lifestyle. He's definitely not ready to give it up. They're talking about it, and Linda says, think he was high. Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I agree. I think that was like he had an edible or something and was just like, oh man, this catfish. Because we've all, well, I can't say we've all been there. Let's just say some of us have been there. Where you had some other things in your system, and you're like, oh my God, this Taco Bell slaps. It's so good. These are nachos? This is a nacho? This is delicious.
Hey, back in the day when we went to the clubs all the time, the late night stop was what? Waffle House, because that's the only time it was good when you're drunk.
Or Taco Cabana. Taco Cabana, man.
Yeah. Ooh,
yeah, you don't have that in Atlanta. Think. Yeah.
Sure don't. Or in the Carolinas. Look, next one up was, let's see if I find these folks here. Jonathan and April. Mm. And when they start this date off, April is just buttering him up with compliments about his eyes. You're looking at me with those dreamy eyes and the glow of your skin. And then she went right back to where we left off before. Let's talk about that spinning the block with your baby mama.
And so here's the thing. If April would have said, hey, can I just be real with you for a second? Mm. My past marriage ended because he was spinning the block with different folks. So I have my concerns about that. This is why I'm asking these questions.
Right.
Because I'm just trying to understand. That would make more sense.
Yeah.
But the way she came at him was just super judgy and all but attacking him with the question. I don't blame him for being turned off. He's like, why do I want to do this? I'm trying to get to know you, yet you're trying to get to know all about my ex. Mm-hmm. Why are we doing this?
Yeah, something about him reminds her about someone in her past. Because she is stuck on something there. I don't fault her for asking questions. But when you get too far into those questions too many times, then I can see where that comes in. And Jonathan does not understand why April is axing him about his ex.
That's cut the tail thing. I don't want to call my man out for saying axing, but he did.
I'm going to do it.
She axed him. A question, and he asked her out of his list of options. He was like, I'm good.
Oh, well, look, we get to the men's lounge, right? And of course, Tommy's asking, who are you connecting with? And it's interesting as this is going, because it starts off, Jonathan says, Alexis, Dominique says, Laylin, William says, Maya and Patrice. And then that begins the landslide, because everybody after that was, yep, Patrice.
You can't blame him. I mean, Patrice, as I've said, she's beautiful, but it's her personality that she can vibe with everybody. Even with Pervy Lamar,
yeah,
she handled that really well in the way that Pervy Lamar thought he had a shot.
He really did.
She's not interested, but he walked away going, wow, I really like Patrice. She doesn't like you at all. She doesn't like you at all, but she just has a way of just controlling, using her positive energy just to work a room. I think there's so many positive Patrice. So I don't blame all the guys for liking her compared to what? Was it week two when all the guys liked Mika?
Week one. Yeah. Episode one.
No, week one. Oh, yeah, they did make a comments about that in week one, although the guys weren't in control at that point. Mm-hmm. The women were for week one.
Yeah.
But I see why the guys like Patrice.
Yeah, once they got past just, just looks and actually had a chance to speak with her, and you see that LaRon went the other route. He said, Koshia, even though he says, on paper, we wouldn't be a good match. And Tommy's like, well, why? He said, because she's got kids. And I don't want anybody with kids. But I like her.
True. Very good point. I'm not a Koshia fan, so good luck with all that. But
well, apparently you weren't the only one, because when Tommy asked, who you not feeling? Koshia was up there a lot. And then, of course, you know, this woman was up there. I don't even have to say her name. You already know. Because Lamar, the reasons why. Lamar says April, he thinks she's too aggressive. And he didn't need her resume. He said, with all the stuff she gave me, I can hire her right now.
So here was my takeaway from that. Ladies, let me know if you think I'm wrong here, because I'm totally mm-hmm. open. But I feel like men that have their financial lives in order don't care mm-hmm. about your resume. They don't right. care about your background. They don't care about your accolades. Not to say that they're minimizing it or anything like that. That's mm-hmm. not why they're dating you. Where guys that don't have their stuff together, I remember guys in college, or let me just say early out of college, that would, he had one particular friend of mine would have this comment about, you need a woman with benefits, because if she's paid, she has this, that's going to make your world easier. I don't want to look at a woman and be like, oh, you have a good job, you got good pay, I should get in on this. No, a guy that has his life together doesn't need you for that. But I just find it odd that she wants to put that out there as if that's going to hook a dude, because it's not a good one.
Okay, but here's what I'm noticing here too, right? Like Nikki B says, I didn't like all the men laughing at her in the lounge. And Linda agrees, says, no, she doesn't agree. She said, not all the men laugh. But here's the difference though. I get what she's saying in the point, what Nikki B is saying here in this point, right? Like everybody's laughing at the fact that, hey, she's proud. And have you ever met anybody with a doctorate? Don't call me yes. Mr. or Miss. You call doctor. Yeah. And I can't fault you. You go to school, you get your degree. Yes. I get it. This is supposed to be that setting, but you kind of set yourself. This is supposed to be that setting for dating. But she's, hey, here I come with this and I have my standards. I'm not faulting her for saying what she has. And it's not,
I'm not faulting it either. Yeah. I'm not faulting her either. All I'm saying is that for dudes that have their life in order, unlike Lamar, the coach and DJ who doesn't, we know Lamar doesn't have it together. So, Toya, I agree with you. What I'm saying is that guys that have it together don't care mm-hmm. about that. It's right. the guys who are struggling. And I'm not saying Lamar is struggling. All I'm saying is DJ slash coach doesn't look great on the resume, but you could be balling. Who knows? Mm-hmm. All I'm saying is that most men don't care about what the woman's things that she has. It's great. It's a great accomplishment. And we don't knock your ability for being successful, but that's not our main thing that's going to attract me to you. And he'd be like, she was okay until she told me she had a doctorate. Oh, now I'm really interested. Guys that have their lives in order, they don't really need that. But the guys that don't, those are the mooches and the leeches that take advantage mm-hmm. of women like that. That how many women have you ever met that are super successful, great careers, all that stuff, state and scrubs that are just mooching off of them. Yep. And I feel like that's what Lamar, to me, comes across as a perv and a mooch.
Well, here's the thing about it, too. Because T-Render says the issue is that April leads with her educational and career accomplishments, right? Well, not everybody was just in that space, because William didn't like April. He's not feeling her. And he says, because she wants to run the show. So basically saying she runs it where she is and she doesn't want to let a man lead. And Jonathan, I thought, had the weakest reason. He says he can't do the straight shooter because she just so you don't want somebody to tell you what it is.
Well, and that's what I like about this show. When you look at the age dynamic compared mm-hmm. to some of the other shows, people are younger. You're coming across guys in their 30s and 40s, mm-hmm. whether they're married, divorced, you know, kids, whatever, they're setting their ways. Mm. And I can tell you, you're not going to come in my life and run my shit.
Right.
I don't care how much of a boss bitch you think you are. That's her words. You're not going to run me at all. Yeah, that's not going to happen. I've been doing this for 49 years. Don't even think you're going to come in and change it, right? But I think that's the difference of the age dynamic in this show compared to some of the other ones. When you're younger, you can totally concede and compromise and all that. As you get older, it's a lot harder to do that.
Layla says, April's delivery was just off. Tell you are correct this time.
Hey, I'll take it once. Might not be correct every time. You know, I'm totally fine with that. A broke clock is right at least twice a day. I'll take it.
There you go. Laurent said, Patrice, and then it came down to your girl after that. It just kept piling on. Dominic said, Koshia. Alonzo said, Koshia. Jonathan said, Koshia. Like, how many times does Jonathan get to speak in this? Will said, Koshia. And he gets that Laurent wants her to stay. But he says, she's too quick to be dismissive.
She is. You know, I do agree with that. And I really don't know what Laurent sees in her, because she's someone that's going to just create a lot of tension for Laurent. Because I can't imagine that Koshia is what the thing that's going to make Laurent want to stop going to the club Wednesday through Sunday. And the moment he wants to do it on a Wednesday, she's going to lose her shit and go off on him. Maybe he likes a woman like that. That's like a mom that's going to tell him what to do and what he can't do. But Koshia, to me, is a problem, which I've already said from day one, that she's on here for the drama. She's going to be the one at the reunion that's going to potentially get in a fight or almost get in a fight with somebody.
Well, let's stick with her, because after Tommy tells everybody to go out and go ahead and tell the women what their decision was, Koshia ends up on a date with Alonzo. And she's shocked to be out with Alonzo. Like, okay, it seems like he came off pretty arrogant when he started this whole conversation with her. Just a little bit.
Yeah, well, he comes across like the president of Mephi F-Boy Fraternity Incorporated. So I don't blame her for how she handled him. And that was something that we didn't know, right? The fact that they're having conversations outside of the show, which we don't get a chance to see.
Right.
I didn't understand where her animosity was coming from, but after watching that whole conversation, yep, I agree with Koshia 100%.
What?
Call Alonzo out.
You agree with her?
I agree with her for calling him out for what he said. Okay. Because in what world do you have a conversation with someone that you don't know and then ask them, choked or spanked?
Right.
And what makes that an okay thing to say to somebody?
The setup was the whole, okay, I'm going to give you all these lighthearted and then throw this one and see how you react to it. You know, black or white, left or right, up or down, choked or spanked. Like,
right.
And
I like to throw stuff out there, just get them off the guard. That's stupid.
Exactly. Stupid. The thing about it, she said she wasn't, in the confessional, she goes, I wasn't offended by the question, but more so, she was offended by his response to saying that she wasn't willing, because she's just like, I'm not willing to answer that question. Because that's not for you to know. And she was offended at the fact that he decided to call her immature because of that.
No, he was wrong. She shouldn't have answered that question. I'm glad that she didn't. And I'm glad that she held his feet to the fire around that. And she even told him, if you bring this up again, I'm going to walk away.
Yeah.
Because I don't have time for this. But she's 100% right in that. Alonzo should never have asked her that question. Nothing about that conversation was cool.
What'd you think of his apology? Not apology.
That's what I think about. It wasn't an apology. It was one of those, I'm sorry you felt that way.
Yes,
based on what I asked you. My intent wasn't this, but if you took it that way, I apologize that you misread my inappropriate question to you. Yeah. And what makes you think that was about sex? In what world is that conversation, that question, not sexual? Is what interview process are you having at any job? Oh, you want to work here at Outback Steakhouse? Okay, well, a couple questions for you. Choked or spanked?
Fried or baked?
Yeah, fried or baked.
Steamed, choked
or spanked. So can you work on Sundays? You can? Awesome. One other question. Choked or spanked?
Saturday or Sunday?
Yeah.
Choked or spanked?
Yeah, there's... Anyone would think that that was a sexually driven question, and why he tried to play that off like it wasn't is ridiculous. But again, that's worked for him previously. So he keeps doing it.
Like Gingerbread Toffee 26 says, how was he trying to say it wasn't sexual? I loved how she clarified that in that context, it could only mean something sexual. Yeah, and we all knew that. She's like, everybody knows what you're trying to do there. So he kind of tells her to dig deeper, and she's like, well, you have any examples? No, not really. But we have determined that you're still ready to love.
Unless you want to go back to the choke or spank, do you want to elaborate? I can bring that back to the guys. I can tell them.
which is what he decided to do again. Drink or, you know, appetizer or entree? Choke or spank? She's just like, you know what? I'm out of here. I told you I was going to leave. And that's what Donna Dee says. I'm glad Koshia left during the almost exit interview. Alonzo just wanted to try to get her again. And she's like, I am this person. If I tell you I'm going to do something, if you do this again, this is what I'm going to do.
Right.
And then you do it again thinking, he's not going to do it. I'm like her. I'm out the door. Done it before. Do it again.
I agree with her because to me, he was being very disrespectful. Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like you are grown women. Don't let men talk to you crazy like that. Walk away. You don't have, especially if there's cameras and security around, you can easily walk away. I get it. Out in the real world, you might feel different, but totally walk away. People like Alonzo avoid those types.
So question here. Where was it? I just saw it. Pink Butterfly said, who said at the beginning, I'm face down, ass up? I can't remember. Was it Koshia?
I don't know.
I think it was.
I don't know. I don't want to assume. Although part of me wants to like, yeah, she would say something crass like that. But I don't want to assume that that's her. So I don't know. I don't know.
Well, the other couple that met up after the men's lounge, April and your boy, Lamar.
Puffy. Puffy's friend.
Yo, hey, the interesting thing about this, and I don't know why she would even think that, because she knew they had the men's deliberation. But April is hopeful that Lamar is there to be apologetic and, you know, make it up to her for the rough outing that they had at the brunch.
No. Why would he be? why would he be? And I don't. Here's my thought. Maybe April is cute and she's used to guys kissing her ass because she's cute. Lamar's not doing it. None of the guys want to put up with her. And I thought, like, Lamar, why are you dragging this out? Rip the Band-Aid and just tell her, hey, so before you order an appetizer, the guys and I talked.
No. Look, he is too diabolical for that. He is too petty for that. Because he starts off setting her up with the pleasantries to start. Like, you know, he has some nice things to say.
Yeah.
Make her feel good about herself. And then he slowly walks his way into it. You know, it's like, hey, you may have come off a little too strong to a lot of the guys. And you ain't ready to love. Get out.
That was his payback. That was his payback. I'm going to make her feel like there's a shot, and I'm going to crush her dreams because of the way she talked to me. But it's petty that Lamar did it that way, but I get it. But what's even more annoying is April. Who are you to tell me if I'm ready to love? I'm like, do you hear yourself? This is all the reasons why you're not ready to love. All this. Like, this is why therapy is important. If you go through a bad breakup or divorce, get you some therapy, get you some counseling before you get back in these streets. Because April's hurt. I really look at April and I feel sorry for her. I feel like she's someone that's hurt. And as they say, hurt people. Mm-hmm. She's not dealt with whatever she's gone through. And she's going to have a hard time dating because of that. And the moment that she lets the wall down a little bit and somebody just slightly lets her down, she's going to lose her shit.
Yeah, he says production was diabolical for letting Lamar dismiss April. I loved it. But you know what I loved as well, too? Her confessional. It was priceless. But she's like, who are you to tell me I'm not ready to love? I'm not ready to love a bum like you.
Oh. And of course, she has to end it with, boss bitch. Have you ever noticed how many single boss bitches there are in the world? Why is that like it's not a positive thing. No guy is like, man, I met this girl, man, she's a boss bitch. No guy likes that unless they're a beta. But no guy likes that about a woman, that she's a boss bitch. but she feels like that is something positive. And again, this goes back to my thing about her is that she's excelled professionally. She's done a lot of great things. She's smart, but it's connecting with her as a person. It's what the guys are trying to do. And she's not good at letting people in to do that. But if you're going to, your mic drop is that you're a boss bitch. Well, okay. You're a boss bitch of a team of one. Go be by yourself.
TM10 says April can be fixed, but can Lamar?
Well, I don't know if April can be fixed. April has to want to be fixed. And right now, April thinks there's not a thing wrong with April. That's the problem. You can be fixed if you recognize there's a problem. But you can't be like, I'm awesome. I'm a boss bitch. I have my doctorate. I have all this. Everybody should like me. No.
Yeah.
Everybody won't.
Well, look, I will say you called us from the very beginning as we see what's coming up in the next episode. You said Koshia was there for the drama, and they definitely kind of proved that in the previews. I'm looking forward to it, to be quite honest.
I'm not looking forward to it because I knew it was coming. From the first time I saw Koshia, I'm like, she's here for the drama. That's her role, is to be the drama. Just like Lamar's role is to be the F-boy that's going to really turn off and freak people out. He got hired for a reason.
Toya said, as we go back through some of these comments from earlier, production brought Lamar on the show to be the problem, and he's doing his job well.
He's doing his job. He's just creepy. I just want to like... This has to negatively impact your dating life afterwards. Because if people realize, oh, wait, you're the guy from that show, and you go back and watch some of this, are you still going to want to date him? Be like, oh, that was just for TV. He's not really that pervy. No, he is.
Hey, High Vibe says the men on Ready to Love are getting worser and worser.
Yeah.
Worser and worser.
Worsem. Worsem. I agree.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let's not do that. I almost did the wrong thing. Just making sure I get this right. So Nikki B says, Cat Daddy Lamar using all the Dudley's oil sheen and that beard. Yes, and the spray paint too. Like, you do know we can see that painted line, right? You do know we can see that.
Let him do him. I'm just like, there's a lot more there. And I think Lamar's issue is that if you've been divorced, so he says he's been divorced twice.
Yeah.
That's where you want to open up and talk about. And that's what these ladies are trying to get to know more about you. Mm-hmm. From a dating standpoint, to understand what your goal is. But you can't be like, yeah, I've been divorced twice, so let's go to the nude beach. Yell for me. I want to hear you scream. That sounded like, remember X-Men? I want to hear you scream. That's creepy.
Hey, Ariadne wanted to let me know, Lamar ain't nobody's boy, Yanni.
I don't think he's anybody's homeboy either.
Apparently not. Nikki B has a great suggestion here. So they need to stop announcing if women or men are going home that week. And I think that's an interesting twist if you did that, because then if nobody knows, because you watch the men get drunk with power because they have the power that week. But if you don't know until the end, like, all right, I'm going to need the women to come. Ah, crap. You know, because everybody's going to be on their best behavior.
But no, I disagree with Nikki here, which is rare. That I do that. But I disagree with Nikki here, because the fact that the guys know they have the power, that makes them speak freely and say the stupid things that Lamar says. Because they know they're not going home tonight. That's right. What's going to make good TV. You don't want to have everybody on their A game every single episode. So we're going to be good there. I highlighted that one. This is my LB. I'm having my crawfish bowl March 2nd. Mm-hmm. So looking forward to seeing him. I haven't seen him in a while. He lives in San Antonio. I'm in Austin, but when people are married and kids and all that, those of us that aren't married with kids, we don't get a chance to hang with a friend. So I'm excited to be able to see my LB. I just had to give him that shout out.
Kendra said, April's ex messed her up. And I think this is where you were going down that line.
Jesus.
Too.
Yes. April's ex did. I mean, if you've been in a bad relationship, it was just some of the awful things that you hear, the stories of what women go through in some of their relationships. Mm-hmm. Take some time to get some counseling before you get back out there, because April is hurt and she's still hurt, and she's projecting that hurt on other people, and that's what's ruining her. She's probably a great woman and has a lot of great things to offer, but because of the state that she's in, she's not going to do well in this show, which is why she got voted off.
Yeah, she definitely got the boot. Donna D says, I didn't even like Alonzo's comment about liking the light skin with the tattoos popping out. Hate to say it, but it sounds a little colorist to me. I know we like to stay away from colorism.
That's, I disagree with that, and there's no offense, but because here's why. If a black woman says, I like a dark chocolate man, light-skinned brothers aren't going, this is bullshit, this is colorism. That's something like black women, I think, say. And I just don't think it's fair. You know, if he likes light-skinned women, he likes light-skinned women. Who cares? There's a lot of pool of people that like dark-skinned black women. Who cares? Find your pool and swim in it. Find your pool and swim in it. But don't say that he said something. He didn't say anything wrong about it. Hmm. April said, I love a good chocolate man. So does that mean, Yanni, you're not chocolate? You're
I'm caramel.
White chocolate.
I was about to flip you off.
But I mean, does that mean that you're bad? I just think that's more of people's preferences. I don't think there's anything wrong with people having a preference of what they like, and we shouldn't judge it. My thought.
This is all Lil Wayne's fault. Lil Wayne's fault from that song lyric. And you know the one. But you may not know the one. But
you're assuming. I like Lil Wayne.
I know you don't know.
I like Lil Wayne, but I'm just like, I'm Millie. No, okay, let me get to the lyric. Might even be in that song, but I have to go through all the songs I know, which is like
eight. I like a long. It's a line about the red bones, because that's the thing that I think just ruined a lot of stuff in the 2000s. 2000s hip-hop kind of just.
Should skinny girls get mad at Drake when he says, I like my women BBW? They'd be like, ugh, I don't like that. No, that's what he likes.
There we go. As I could remember. Thank you, Nikki B. I need a light skin, thick red bone. That was the one, yeah. That was the line. And Whitley says, great analysis, Terrell, with that light skin, dark skin thing, but some still won't get it and still overuse the word colorist. In this case, I don't, as pop, hey, one thing we know for sure, on dark skin, the tattoo colors ain't gonna show up as much.
I know some people who are dark skinned that have a lot of good ink, and you can easily see it.
Now, you know. DRT says, I don't think it's colorism, but there's a difference between those two statements, and that's the point. Yes. There's a difference.
Yeah, it is what it is. Everybody has their thing, and I get it. It is what it is. And this is what's great about our platform, mm-hmm. and really any the way the world works. We can agree to disagree.
Yeah, always. As we normally do. Yes. Oh, Lucy B asked this question. Terrell doesn't, I do. Do you have a problem with the term good hair, Terrell?
I don't have a problem with the term good hair. I just need to understand, what do you mean by that? If people say that good hair is something that's straight, long, whatever, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that. No, I don't think people should say that. But again, if somebody says, my preference is a black woman that has this type of hair texture, there's nothing wrong with that. If that's what their preference is, they're limiting their pool. I don't agree with limiting your pool. You should keep it open. But if that's what a guy says, great. And vice versa. If women say, I'm looking for a guy that has this, guys, we don't judge or get upset about it. We're like, oh, you want someone 6'2"? Awesome. Good luck with that. At 5'10", I'm not going to be like, well, you're wrong. You're a heightist. I don't care. You go for whatever you want to go for. But I feel like more women get upset when guys go for something that's not them. And so they take it as something personal, and it's not.
Well, this is, IEL says, dark-skinned women have always gotten the unfair treatment.
Okay, yeah. They have gotten unfair treatment, but that's not to assume that any man that says they like this is an issue against you. There are plenty of men that like dark-skinned women. There's nothing wrong with that.
What about the one that says, I only date red bones?
Well, I don't agree with anybody that says I only date anything. I think that's wrong. Okay. So the minute that you say I only date this, you're wrong. I don't care what you're only, whatever you say after what only is wrong. You should be open to dating whatever. But yet, if you have a preference and you say I only date this type of woman, okay, well, you're minimizing your pool. That's what you want to do.
Yep.
Do you? I just don't think it's healthy to say, I am not interested in anybody who doesn't fit this small mold of what I like. And anyone outside of that is not attractive. That's wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get it. I mean, unless I just wanted to get to that point so we can leave you on a good note still.
It is what it is, you know, but I think everybody has their thing that they like. You go for it. Anybody that says, I only like X, it's wrong, yeah. You know, yeah. But you do you. I can't say that they're, I don't agree with it. I'll say that. I can't tell you that your opinion of what you go for, you shouldn't go for. You do that.
There you go, Lisa. Thank you, Lisa. Terrell,
and there's
only
wrong
date
with
women
it.
Without braids.
But there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. If you look at the population of women that have braids compared to the population of women that don't have braids, I think I'm still in a good pool, right? So there's that. Now, if I was like specific, you got to be 5'8", no braids, you got to weigh this, you got to be this skin color, you got to be these things. Oh, that's crazy. But no, nothing wrong with that.
This is a whole other episode by itself, but we're gonna get back to our regular episode soon too, man. It's a couple things in the works, and within the next couple weeks, we'll be back to the regular episodes. Kendra says, back to the corner.
Nope, not back into the corner. I'm not a big fan of braids. I think Patrice is gorgeous. I love Patrice, but it's not because of her braids. It's her personality that helps. But.
Daddy says Lisa exposing the hypocrisy. Look, tell him you don't back into the corner. You come out fighting like the 49ers against the Lions.
we might have to define hypocrisy because I don't think I'm being a hypocrite in this. All I said was it's okay to have your preference. I have my preference that I like. I have things that I don't like, and that's totally okay.
Says ILS, isn't Terrell a dog? No.
Nope.
That's me.
Yanni is.
Terrell French kisses dogs.
I never said that. Ever said that. I love dogs. I hate cats. Yanni has cats and thinks his cats don't jump on everything when he's not around because his cats are human. Yes. And they don't jump on counters and all that. No, your cats are jumping in nasty stuff too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Your cats is nasty.
Dogs are worse.
Nope. Dogs are better. What? Show me a CNI cat. I rest my case.
Cats are independent. They're like women. They're not meant to be tamed.
Dogs kill people. Cats don't. It's fine.
Oh, my God. Look, man, we love you guys. Don't forget, we're back Thursday, Married at First Sight, and then back on Friday for Ready to Love when the drama really kicks in. Looking forward to this. If you haven't already, please hit the like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. We appreciate it. And if you hit the bell for notifications, you'll know every time we go live. Love you. All right?
Yep.
I'm Yanni Root.
I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Root, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts, some of the bullshit to find the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.